Shortly before the NFTA's monthly board meeting, members of Amalgamated Transit Union Local 1342 staged an informational picket outside the NFTA's headquarters and downtown Buffalo bus terminal. The ATU represents about 1,100 of the NFTA's estimated 1,500 workers. They're seeking their first new contract in 7 years. Local 1342 President Vincent Crean says the rank and file have not had a pay raise for even longer.
That's correct. For a driver to start out now, whether it be Big Bus or Metrolink, is a measly $12.95 an hour to be responsible for a 40-foot bus with over 50 lives on it. We're very skilled. The mechanics are very skilled, our clerical, and we deserve a lot more money than that.
Another sticking point is healthcare coverage. Although she would not provide specifics, NFTA Executive Director Kimberly Minkle said ATU members are being asked to simply contribute toward their coverage.
We have 12 other unions here at the NFTA. Since the time that the ATU has been out, we've settled 16 other contracts. Other folks contribute to healthcare, I think, around the state, around the nation. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who does not contribute to healthcare.
No new talks have been scheduled, and there's also some differing communication as to whether there's even an offer on the table. The union contends their last offer was pulled in February 2015 after they did not immediately approve it. Minkle says that's not true and told both union guests at the board meeting and reporters after that meeting that an offer is still there. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.